Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
That's a great day to celebrate summer's unofficial last gasp. How are you? Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwin Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. Yeah, we're going to take it in and kind of celebrate this wrap-up of the not-so-carefree summer of 2020. We'll talk about how your plans may have changed due to the COVID concerns or not. Are you worried about another outbreak? We'll take that on. A mostly music day, although we'll see if what the musings come over the transom. We'll talk about the election. My little sojourn into the trenches. Some promising news, perhaps, but I remain vigilant. All of that coming up. Your Forgotten 45s, by the way, are in the mix. As are you. Are you listening live? It is Sunday, September 6th. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, available for those joining us for the live ride, of course, with the phone number. Judy and Aurora from the TSAS crew are in the booth handling things for us, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Fall is just around the corner because the pumpkin spice lattes are back. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, Music Books Podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by our friends at PopNet. It's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. And featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwin Show and those robust roundtables. Need some lively ones in the offing as we gear up for the final stretch of the campaign. In the meantime, let's remember the other side of summer. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
The sun struggles up another beautiful day, and I feel glad in my own suspicious way.
Yeah. time to repress another memory.
15 states. If the woman sings the fate out of my mind,
wrap-up of the summer at the end of the earth, the Montauk's famous Memory Motel. The Stones on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, winking a nod to Fritz, the PopNet chat box, and Sandy on Twitter. Thanks for chiming in, guys. Elvis Costello to the other side of summer. It's certainly been an other sort of summer for most of us in the midst of the COVID pandemic, or at least some of us. I know I've been pretty much staying put in my own little enclave, no little trips or anything for me, but some folks have been braver or dumber or whatever you want to say, and ventured out more. And some people are doing it over Labor Day weekend. There's been sort of a edict from medical scold, some people would say, like Dr. Fauci's, who say, please be careful over Labor Day weekend and follow the social protocols, distancing, masks, et cetera. A lot of folks are kind of getting lax, but people are worried, the experts are, about what will happen come the fall season as we collide with the flu season and all these people going back to campus, and we still have these hot spots popping up all over the country and the world, in fact. So it's still fairly scary out there, but some people have got COVID fatigue and go about their business anyway. So my question to you is, has the COVID concerns altered your Labor Day weekend plans? Reach out. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself joining us live on this Sunday, September 6th, Coffee Clatch. We also have the Facebook page in the top in the chat box for those of us for this live ride. And some folks are chiming in. Diane on Facebook says, got no plans. Meg said, not really. And Charlie says, nope, I refuse to spend an extra penny until Trump is out of office. Why make him look good? So maybe it has helped you, altered it, Charlie, but I see where you're going. I don't know. What about you? Weigh in on the PopNet chat box. Dom says, no plans whatsoever listening to you. I'm happy you're doing the show on Labor Day. Thank you. Hey, you're welcome. Labor Day weekend, for sure. We'll talk a little bit more about the concept of Labor Day as well in a bit. And Frankie in the PopNet chat box says, hanging out on the shore with the same folks I've been with all summer, but it's too crowded for comfort. I may have to head back into the house. Uh-oh. Yeah, okay, be careful, folks. A lot of folks experiencing COVID anxieties, and that can lead to the summertime blues. Here's a not-so-forgotten 45 for Mitch from The Who on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show.
Well, my mama, papa told me, son, you gotta earn some money. you didn't work right.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm gonna do. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Dire need of ice cream.
When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by.
philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright alright,
da 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 da,
find out where you go on your fantasy vacation.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck's getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Thank you.
Summer in the City, a little grittier than usual. The Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, The Spoonful. For Alyssa, thanks for chiming in. Mungo Jerry's Seasonal Forgotten 45. For Eric, In the Summertime. And Betty Everett, the original. It's getting mighty crowded for all those folks crowding the beaches. Please follow social protocols. Distance, wear masks, wash your hands. You know the drill, but please follow it. And The Summertime Blues, done by The Who, for Mitch. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, our last gasp summer celebration. Sort of. I mean, it's not officially the end of summer, but it also doesn't feel like summer the whole season, at least for me. My question for you is, has the COVID concerns altered your Labor Day weekend plans, or in fact, any of your summer plans? Some folks yes, some folks no. Weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself tagging along for the live Sunday, September 6th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. Kelsey in the PopNet chat box says, going nowhere. I pretty much laid low this whole summer. Wish other folks did, too, because then we could have crushed COVID. Unfortunately, not so much. Yeah, I got those same kind of fears, Kels. I'm on your side on that one, but we'll see how it all plays out. There's some hope for a vaccine, maybe by, Trump, of course, thinks it'll be by Election Day. Most folks say no, but maybe by the end of December or January, although it won't be available widespread until the spring. The question, of course, is safety and efficacy. I mean, does it work and is it safe? And are people going to trust it with Trump pushing and, pedal to the metal, so to speak? We'll see how it goes because he's lied so much and produced so much false optimism in this case with nothing to back it and no plans. It's pretty scary stuff indeed. But I do have some good news regarding the election, in my mind anyway, so far. In the my first sojourn into the trenches in the Biden campaign, doing calls yesterday in Battleground, North Carolina, and I'll tell you, I have a good feeling about it. Now, you know, it's all reserved. It's anecdotal. It's a bunch of calls. I don't know how many people, 50 or so, 70 people maybe, over a two-hour period, some folks hanging up, some folks not answering, all that kind of stuff. But I have a better feeling than I had when I did calls for Hillary Clinton in 2016 in terms of the enthusiasm, I'll tell you that much. I had two Republicans out of the group who just said they were Republicans, one feisty 84-year-old Republican woman who told me she's definitely voting for Trump and this is the craziest election she's ever seen. And by the way, she's going in person. God bless her. But most folks were Democrats or Democratic-leaning or independents who were definitely voting for Biden, or so they told me, because the biggest reason, they can't stand Trump. So there is an enthusiasm there. And if you compare it with the polling in North Carolina, which has Biden leading, we might be able to swing North Carolina blue. We'll see. They said that in 2016, too, but there was always this enthusiasm gap that I felt during the Hillary campaign, and I expressed it then, and I was poo-pooed by most progressives who said, oh, no, it's in the bag, it's in the bag. So, of course, everybody now is on edge, because even though Biden is leading nationally and in many of these battleground states, though by slimmer margins in the battleground than nationally, Democrats are nervous, and reasonably so. So I remain nervous and vigilant, but I'm kind of encouraged by what I heard. I'll see. I'm going to do more calls in the trenches, and you can get involved too if you'd like to make calls, if you're so inclined, or volunteer in other ways through mailings or through volunteering your time or your money. You can go to joebiden.com and sign up. They have a whole bunch of things there. I happen to be good at talking on the phone, so I figured that was a good way to use my talents. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it plays out. You never know until we get to that final poll, of course. North Carolina was one of the places, by the way, this past week that Trump was telling his supporters at a rally to vote twice, vote in mail-in, and then go, quote-unquote, check it by voting again in person, which if you do that, it's a felony. You can check. There are ways of checking if your absentee ballot was received by going to your local board of elections or through the Secretary of State in your particular state. You don't need to go in person and have a check because that just makes time, you know, clogs things up. But, of course, he wants to muck up the works and possibly get some of his supporters arrested, which it's not going to be fun if they wind up going to jail for 4 or 5 years. Just saying, kids. But anyway, it's intriguing to see what happens. Revelations this week. I was not shocked, were you, about the whole business with the military? I mean, he made those comments about John McCain in 2015, and he still wound up winning. He called him a loser. Now they're kind of denying it, but how can you deny it when you said it? I know a full-tilt Trumpian cultist goes around thinking that it's okay, but I don't get it. Not me, indeed. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Twitter feed, Facebook page, and the PopNet chat box, I meant, is also available. EJ says, Trump's Catholic cheerleaders never bring up the fact that bishops list racist behavior under actions that are intrinsically evil. This silence is not surprising, but it is instructive. So really, who is the fake Catholic where some folks are supporting Trump 2020? Well, yeah, I know, the religious right, they've made a bargain with the devil. And so have some of the people in the military, although now it seems, according to the Military Times, Biden is actually leading 41% to 37% for Trump in those who are active military members who prefer Biden over Trump. I think it would be much bigger, but maybe as the story rolls out, it'll be bigger. Of course, Trump denies the story and says, nobody's done as much for the military. He also says that about black people and women and everybody else. You know, he's the least racist person, he's the least sexist person, et cetera, and so forth. Look at his deeds, never mind the phony baloney words that he says. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Popnet chat box. Sheryl Crow getting into the mix with her music. Got a powerful new one out. It's called In the End. Give a listen to the lyrics on the Amy Bennett Show.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. It is of little use for us to pay lip loyalty to the mighty men of the past unless we sincerely endeavor to apply the problems of the present precisely the qualities which in other crises enable the men of that day to meet those crises. Four of America's greatest presidents are carved into the living rock of South Dakota's Black Hills. They are a memorial to those who served with honor, led with courage, and took this great nation into the future. Their words, deeds, and legacies will survive time immemorial. America's worst president will neither be remembered nor revered. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Long, long time ago, a Tuesday in November, when that sinking feeling laid us low, we knew if he had his way that we'd all live to curse the day when decency received a fatal blow. His bankruptcy's got no attention, pussy grabbing barely mentioned, promising a great wall. He swore to make tax rates fall. I still remember how I tried to have sympathy for his third bride, but something rumbled deep inside the day democracy died. But no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, singing vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. Is Putin the one to blame? 'Cause we all know it was not Ukraine who lost it by 3 million strong. And do you believe the shit he says? Repeated by Fox talking heads. We're quite amazed they fell for such a con. All the red hat side is rallies cheer, but they must something in the beer, 'cause if they had a brain, then they know this man is sane. He was a loser, bullied by his dad, kept bailing out his debts, gone bad. He craved the love he never had. The day democracy died. So now we're saying no, don't let democracy die. But this guy, vote for anyone but this guy. Every 4 years we all make a choice and try to unite our divided voice. I guess that's how it's always been. Now we find ourselves in this crazy state, and what to vote for, love or hate, and we can't ever let the dark. Was not our thing, but electors picked a tyrant king, and peaches sure taste sweet. Oh, but yeah, that's all history. 'Cause when Moscow Mitch gets on the case, then honor's gone without a trace, and we all pray they'd be replaced before democracy dies. Democracy dies. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, singing vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. White is better, yeah. lose 52% on not amused. The crowd there knows who they're not gonna pick. And on the screens the pundits shriek, a slanted poll, an angry tweet, hackers interfering, it's too late for a hearing. Good thing you and I and all our friends I realize our life depends on making sure this madness ends before democracy dies. Yeah, we're all singing, no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, sing and vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. We're all singing, no, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, sing and vote for anyone but this guy.
with Donald Trump's latest wrap-up rally anthem. No kidding. He doesn't see the irony, but he may get a cease and desist like he got from the Rolling Stones. Fortunate son, indeed, on the Amy Beth Arcui show. Also, the Founders, this group that they do these pointedly wonderful parody songs with so much political oomph to them, with a wink and a nod, of course, to Don McLean's American Pie, Don't Let Democracy Die. Lincoln Project chiming in with regrets. You don't have to have a regret if you voted in 2016 the wrong way. You don't have to do it again in 2020. You got a chance to stand up for the right thing this time. And Sheryl Crow with her latest, In the End. In the end, it's not over yet. We got a long way to go with the campaign. Get involved, stay vigilant, and stay encouraged and optimistic, and let's keep it going. It is the Amy Beth Arcui Show. Reach out Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 should you be joining us for the live September 6th show. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. Question at hand, is the COVID concerns changing, altering the way your Labor Day weekend plans are going? And anything else that's on your mind? Of course, this week, besides all military, you know, not shocking revelations about Trump's comments regarding the military, but the other thing was, of course, the Kenosha trips, split screen, Trump v. Biden. Trump photo op holding the line on the police are all good, there's no systemic racism business, with Bill Barr coming out and saying, no, it's a false narrative. I think that's not true. And by the way, the Trump administration now canceling all sensitivity and race relations training because they think it's un-American and propaganda. Are you kidding me? Again, this is, if you don't acknowledge that we have systemic issues in this country, you can't fix it. That's the first step. So just pretend it doesn't exist, like COVID, pretend it doesn't exist. Which way are we going, folks? Split screen it with Biden, who in his Kenosha trip, first of all, before he even went, he talked on the phone. Jacob Blake's father was on saying he talked for over 90 minutes along with Kamala Harris, and they were couldn't be kinder. He said it was they didn't care about the time, and they didn't it sounded like he was talking to an uncle of his. I mean, this is the gift that is Joe Biden, the empathy that he has. He oozes what we call in Yiddish rachmanis, which is compassion. He just oozes it. And then, of course, he had that meeting with the in the church with various community leaders. He listened as long as he talked and really spoke about making systemic changes. I think we see the stark contrast. To me, it's so obvious. You want someone who wants to reclaim the soul of this country and help us heal, which is really the gift that Joe Biden brings, or you want some 4 more years of this nonsense, which will devolve into probably God knows how many more years, into autocracy with a man who doesn't deserve it, is unpatriotic in so many ways, is vulgar, is corrupt, is a criminal. You want that, or you want to reclaim the country? That's the choice we have, regardless of your political stripes. And I'm saying this for anybody. I'm left of center, but I know there are people who are more progressive than I am. Even so, the people that are so-called abstainers, that's ridiculous. You know, cast your lot here and then push forward for more progressive action. If you're a moderate, if you're a Republican, you want to reclaim the country and then press for your own agenda. I mean, that's what it's all about as we play out, you know, in the arena, so to speak, to fight for the ideas. But you're not going to have any chance to fight for those ideas in Trumplandia. You just aren't. And I think it's a very clear case there. So think about it. The other thing that we want to think about today as it's Labor Day weekend is the idea of work and the worth of work. And that's what Joe Biden talks about. The idea that we have to value work as much as we value wealth. And the idea of the COVID crisis put that, you know, brought it to a head. How many people are quote-unquote essential workers who are out there working day-to-day and really risking their own lives and their own health for the rest of us? And many of those people are not earning big bucks. Those are people in the trenches. Those are health aides. Those are grocery store clerks. Those are people who are doing the day-to-day stuff, so a lot of us don't have to do it. And they need to get paid a fair wage, too. We have to work on a minimum wage in this country. We have to work on making sure those people are valued, not just with lip service, if you know what I'm saying. So think about that. And Scott's chiming in on Twitter echoing this. It's time we recognize all work as work, not only the work that is paid, but also the work that is unpaid by rewarding life with unconditional basic income, or the UBI, the Universal Basic Income. That's what Andrew Yang was talking about. It's also time that we value leisure, not just work, by making every weekend a 3-day weekend. I wouldn't mind that, that's for sure. But we have to rethink a lot of things. Andrew Yang was onto something for sure when he talked about UBI, because the workplace and the opportunities are changing. I mean, they just are with automation. So, you know, Trump tries to make it the boogeyman that it's the immigrants coming in and taking our jobs. It's not true. We need a heavy flow of hardworking immigrants and brain power in this country. We've always that's the nation. We're a nation of immigrants, so we've always thrived on that. But it's not being undercut by immigrants. A lot of the people that are coming and they're taking crappy jobs, a lot of Native Americans, Native-born Americans don't want, for one thing. But beyond that, we're losing jobs because of automation. That's going to be happening. It's sort of catching up with us now, but it's not there yet. So we have to kind of rethink it. And the idea of UBI is one way to think about it. A lot more to think about, but we have to not just praise, but value work and value hard work and in all stripes and the integrity of work and the value of it. And think about people who are going day to day in grocery stores and factories and what they go through. So for Labor Day weekend, that's all part of it, to reward work as much as well. It is the end of that Dark Week show. Here's a beauty from Bruce Springsteen. This one, I guess, was about his dad and his factory life.
All you can to help the little man. We've got to do our best. Look, man, I didn't go to Yale so I could work 12 hours a day.
If you just had to hear it, we got it for you. There you go. That's what live radio is all about, right? And we also heard from the Crew Cuts, a classic, Working Our Way Through College on the Old Man's Dough. Gary U.S. Bonds reworking his classic Out of Work for the COVID era, and Springsteen's poignant Factory, as we salute all the workers, especially the frontline ones, this Labor Day weekend. We got to get that relief package passed for all those folks suffering and needing relief who are out of work. Pelosi and company, they passed it, sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk, collecting dust, and, of course, Trump threatening to veto it. So ask yourself, who's on your side when you think about voting? That's my take on the whole darn thing. What about yours? Hey, a quick shout-out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. It's Lance in Rutherford, New Jersey. He says, thank you so much for getting me started on the challenge. The journaling on a daily basis has helped me process my feelings, especially during quarantine and thinking about creative projects. So thank you. Well, thank you, Lance. Keep going, please, and keep us posted, won't you? Also, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also helping other folks get the permission to wade into those creative waters. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. Either way, reach out to the website. It's amybetarkawy.com, A-R-K-A-W-Y. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And if you want that creative coaching conversation, I will need about 2 to 3 weeks, but we'll connect, indeed. While you're there, check out my stories, Eliza Gordon Mysteries, some other goodies are available. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. There are connections for social media and links to the podcast. It's one-stop shopping at the website, amybetarkawy.com. So So the big question today was the COVID concerns. Has it altered your Labor Day weekend plans? And some folks have been chiming in on Facebook. Phil says, yeah, normally I would be out on patrol providing recreational boating safety and search and rescue capabilities for the federal government, but we're suspended from operations due to COFEFI-19, he says. It seems like it is impossible to maintain social distancing among crew members on a small boat. But don't worry, it's perfectly safe for your children to return to school next week. Ouch, that's a whole other topic, Phil, and boy, oh boy, is it a heavy one, indeed. Elizabeth says, considering that I would have probably been traveling and working, it's altered my Labor Day plans as well as all my 2020 plans. I'm sorry to hear that, Elizabeth, hopefully better days ahead. Molly says, no, I stay home and hide on most holidays as I hate the combination of drunks and cars. I hear you on that. And Mickey says, yes, I would be on vacation. My vacation would have been on the beach. Gigi says, not really. Sheila says, not going out there, that's for sure. And Madeline says, yes, I don't usually go away for Labor Day weekend, so it's not that, but my throat is bothering me, probably allergies, but in COVID-19 times, you can't be too careful, so I'm not going to socially distance or see anybody. It's a bummer that summer is ending. It would have been nice to get away at some point and get a different view than my apartment walls. So I hear you, Madeline, hang in there, and please feel better. It's altered it for folks, it really has, and I get it. And we have to stay vigilant, and we have to do the right thing. I hope you all will do that. So keep it all in mind. We'll have more to talk about as the weeks go by, of course. Stay optimistic, stay healthy, stay safe. Do the social protocols, please. I know it's tough, but we have to do it. We'll talk more about the whole school thing come next week. Hey, thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, Emily Headquarters. Thank you for joining us live. Don't forget, all the shows are archived. You can follow the Ambeth Arcuri Show wherever you get your podcasts. You can also connect with us via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. And our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. In the meantime, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show. Still time to take a virtual vacation. We'll leave you with the Go-Go's. They have that great documentary on Showtime. Catch it if you can. I love you all.
I just like a couple of days on the beach, that's all.
Vacation's over, back to school again. Vacation's over, back to school again. No more running around, summer's gone again. I remember when we had a ball, swimming parties and that ain't all. Having picnics in our jeans, and now it's books, that's all it seems. Vacation's over, back to school again. No more running around, summer's gone again.
Yeah.
I remember when we had a day, nobody saying don't you stay too late. And now when we go out at night, we gotta get in before midnight. Until it's summertime again. So the game's over, back to school again.